Kelly Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
This town is
3, 2, 1. It's the Sully Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST, and every Friday afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, we get to talk with Rick Limpert, covering technology, sports, travel, lots of other stuff, and not just joining us from any undisclosed Starbucks location today, the undisclosed Starbucks location. Rick, how are you?
Everybody's got a home Starbucks, I think, Sully, that drinks coffee. So there's certain Starbucks that you feel more comfortable in than others. And, I'm at the home office today, the home office Starbucks. Good to be with you.
Now, we have to arrange to get Starbucks and Crocs to sponsor this segment. It's been a while. We've given them enough love. It's time for them to come on board.
We don't know the right people, evidently, but I'm working on it.
Rick is always working on lots of different things. And down on the Gulf, you got to spend some time there earlier this week, and we're going to talk about some travel and some apps. But let's start off first with what we were talking about last week. You had the opportunity to do some batting practice at a minor league baseball game. Did you wear your Crocs, Rick?
That's all I had along on the trip, were one pair of dress shoes and some Crocs. So I was on the field on the warning track and walking around the batting cage in Crocs. And nobody said anything about the Crocs, but the players were all angling to get part of my interview and the story I'm doing there. It was the Biloxi Shuckers, which is the Double-A team of the Milwaukee Brewers. And they have a couple guys on that team that are positioned or thought to be really good major league players in the future. And I got to talk with both those guys. And it was just a blast. The hospitality was great, and if you've never been on a field for batting practice or hitting fungos, it was a trip.
Talking with Rick Limpert, do it every Friday just after 1 o'clock. You can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. You can find his work in a number of different places here in Metro Atlanta, including Everything Georgia and the AJC. Rick, it is Masters Week, and this is just the Super Bowl of golf, and especially in the South, and there have been some really good upgrades to the Masters app. What can folks expect to see there?
That is, people that don't follow golf all year round, they'll follow it for 1 week during the Masters. And we've talked about the Masters app, I know, before, so, but this year with IBM integration and the IBM Masters app, they've added integration for wearables. So for Apple Watch, for Android Wear, you can get the app, and I know some people have been doing that, and it's just this app really now officially can be taken wherever you go. So not only is it great for your smartphone and your tablet, but also wearables. That's a big change with the app this year.
And just a reminder, you cannot take your smartphone or your tablet into Augusta National if you're heading there this weekend.
No, a big no-no, especially for the tournament rounds, which started yesterday. So that if you check your cell phone, your smartphone at the gate, and you won't see it until you leave. That's one of the unique things about the Masters.
I'm kind of curious as to how they're dealing with these Apple Watches and maybe other camera devices that could be on somebody. I know you walk through a metal detector when you go into Augusta National, similar as if you were going through TSA at the airport. How do you think they're going to deal with the advances in technology in that arena?
Well, I'm sure they're evolving like anything else. I got a couple friends that want to. I'm going to ask them about that. I didn't ask about what the policy is on bringing smartwatches through the gate. I tend to think maybe you have to check those at the gate, but I'll do a little research on that.
Well, we shall see. You are a big fan of the city of New Orleans, as so many people in the Southeast and around the world are. Talk about this Go NOLA app, the New Orleans official visitor's guide app, and how helpful it could be to somebody who's taking a trip to the Big Easy.
Well, two apps. Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Gulf Coast there, and my wife Lindsay and I, we were over there and used two apps that worked out really well, the Go NOLA app and the New Orleans Official Visitor's Guide app. So not only are these apps great at giving you information, but really help with planning. There's a GPS component to them. There's a really great updated calendar that always tells you what's going on in New Orleans. Things change so quickly, but you can filter things by neighborhood, price, distance from where you are. And then they give insider tips on maybe things locals do. That's really the Go NOLA app, and the New Orleans Official Visitors app. It's for your iOS device only, lets you know the hotspots that are currently open and what's going on. And then a directory of addresses, which helps you navigate your way around the city. So New Orleans can be a little confusing maybe for the first time visitor. I hadn't been in years, but once you're there, you kind of get that New Orleans feel, and it's just a great time, a great city.
I imagine you've been there a couple of times. What insider tips would you give to somebody who's visiting? What are a couple of places you like to make sure you stop?
Oh, well, Mother's for po' boys and for a lunch or breakfast is I can't miss. I mean, it's one of the great restaurants in this country, I would say. And it's, you know, and the guys we had, so we have my wife and I, we did the hop-on, hop-off bus tour, which is a great way of getting around all the hot spots in New Orleans. That's a great tip. But the guide on the bus said it's hard to find a bad restaurant in New Orleans. That's really the truth. You know, it's a bad restaurant, it's not going to last long. So just so many great restaurants there.
All right, how about the Scarlet Pearl Casino Resort in Biloxi, Mississippi, and High Tech Fun? What's that all about?
Yeah, I mean, Atlantans love going to gamble in Biloxi. Atlanta's one of their big markets. So, you know, they've added a bunch of casino hotels, you know, before Katrina. Not as many since then. They fixed up what they had, but they just added a brand new resort, you know, just opened in December. I stayed there. It's called the Scarlet Pearl, and just everything high-tech and brand new, and it's still got that new car smell to it. And I judge, I'm a little different on it most, but I judge a hotel room by the number of outlets that are power outlets that are in a hotel room. I have to plug in so many devices, and this one was able to accommodate everything I brought along and my wife brought along. So to me, that's a great high-tech hotel. The gambling was great, just everything at this hotel was perfect. So really impressed. And if you haven't been to the Gulf Coast lately, it is very upscale, it's very nice, and we couldn't have been more impressed.
Is your wife as connected a person as
No.
you are?
No, she's not. And she looks at me with strange looks sometimes. Although every once in a while, she always reminds me. I can't get something to work. She may be able to pitch in and figure out something I can't figure out. And she always gives me heck about that for the next 6 months or so that she was able to do something the gadget guy wasn't able to do.
Well, after catching a little grief from her, it must be nice to be able to run over to the Lazy Magnolia Brewery in Kiln, Mississippi. Tell us about this cool little brewery over there.
Yeah. Brett Favre's hometown, Kiln, Mississippi, a high-tech brewery. It's run by two engineers, Sully. So they set up this brewery, not your typical little southern craft brewery. All the high-tech things going on in there, computers, the brewing process is all very high-tech and automized. It's really great, and this is a really growing brewery, the Lazy Magnolia. They're now shipping to many states, even outside of the South now. They had a beer garden at the baseball stadium, so this Lazy Magnolia Brewery. I know you're a big fan, and you know about the craft brewery trend that's really out there, Sully, and they're the one in Mississippi, really, that's setting the trend there.
Well, as far as laws go, Mississippi's probably an infinitely better place to do to set up a brewery than Georgia. Continuing to chat with Rick Limpert as we do every Friday just after 1 o'clock. Visit MS Coast is the handle on Twitter for the gulfcoast.org. Visit Mississippi. Tell us about how they're trying to attract people to come and visit the Gulf Coast of Mississippi.
Well, they're really making great use of a great interactive website, gulfcoast.org, and then they're really active on social media. So they actually, for a convention and visitors bureau there on the Mississippi coast, they actually have a person on staff that just handles social media. So you can see what's going on. You can post your own things. They're really interactive on there. This is what people really like now. So like we talk about this when they're traveling. It's not just going to a place. It's experiencing it and then sharing your experience with others. And it's really a great way to market a destination for a convention and visitors bureau. They don't have to do a lot of the work. People do the work for them. So they just have a great portal set up for people to share and get information about the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And a great Twitter following at Visit MS Coast. They do a great job on there, too.
The Mississippi Azue Alluvial Delta is just such an interesting place for music and Civil War history. And there's just so much to do in that state that people don't think about. It's good that they're getting the word out about it.
Yep, there's different regions of the state. So on these trips, sometimes I get to hang out and talk with other travel writers and other people that kind of do what I do. And there's one thing that we always talk about is Mississippi is one of the most underrated great travel destinations in the country as far as affordability, so many things to do, different regions, different big state. Mississippi's a big state. And then you throw in that Gulf, what's going on there, the revitalization after Katrina. You know, even these big travel writers from, you know, the Northeast and other parts of the country, they will sing the praises of Mississippi. It is a, they do travel really well. The people are so nice. And the weather's great, too.
And, of course, you got to get out on the field, take a little BP. Shuckers, that has to be paid attention to when you're on the public address, Mike. You don't want to say anything other than that.
They are pros there in Biloxi. They got a, that stadium is brand new. You can see the bowl.